This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The White House coronavirus advisor, Deborah Birx, is warning the U.S. has entered a new phase of the pandemic. Reuters' Lisa Bernard reports.
A top U.S. health official on Sunday warned that the country is in a new phase of the novel coronavirus outbreak, with infections, quote, extraordinarily widespread in rural areas as well as big cities. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force coordinator, told CNN's State of the Union, quote, what we are seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread. The coronavirus has infected 4.6 million people in the U.S. and killed more than 155,000 Americans, according to a Reuters tally.
That is Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. In Australia, the state of Victoria begins a state of disaster today after 700 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. Victoria's state's premier, Daniel Andrews, says the move is to shut down the virus.
This six-week period is absolutely critical. We have got to make decisions, very difficult decisions, but we've got to err on the side of doing everything we possibly can to drive these case numbers down, so that at the end of that six-week period, we're not having to contemplate what further steps we might have to take.
Measures include an overnight curfew starting at 8 p.m. The White House and top congressional Democrats remain at odds over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there are a number of elements to a larger deal keeping the sides from agreement. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.